السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقد قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, the ayat of the Quran Sharif which I have recited, it is an ayat which you may have heard many, many times. It is an ayat which even little children have on their tongues because they listen to the imam reciting in the namaz, or they hear it from their parents, grandparents. When somebody dies, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So part of this verse is Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But there's no time to go into details. What I want to bring to your attention today is something that I discussed some time back in one of my talks in the one of the majlises. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Muslim has any doubt that he was rahmatul lil alameen. If any person has any doubt that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, then he cannot be a Muslim. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, volumes have been written with regards to his shan of rahmat. With regards to his shan and sifat of rahmat, volumes have been written, but still people cannot find the shores of that ocean. For every angle of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, every aspect of his life, there was nothing but shan of rahmat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his ahadith and the Quran Sharif in many, many ayat, discuss what we know as shaheed. The rewards for those who become shaheed, those who become martyred in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in jihad, in striving in his cause, when they shed their blood, which is the maximum that a person can do, to give wealth, to give time, to sacrifice one's health, all these things Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts and he rewards. But those people who give the maximum, and that is that their blood also is shed for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen, for the protection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen, then they get such a stage that if you have to read the verses of the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there cannot be any Muslim but who would desire that I become shaheed in the path of Allah. If Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself made that desire, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ, that I become shaheed, I be given life, I become shaheed, I be given life, and I become shaheed. If that was the desire of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, then we can just imagine ordinary Muslims, if they really have true love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they too would be desirous of this shahadat. But of course that shahadat has to be with sincerity, and also there are usools, there are certain principles. It's not that a person just goes anywhere and just says, take my life, and says that I'm a shaheed. But that category of shahadat, it is not going to be possible for everybody to get that category of shahadat. Again, this is linked to what we have been just discussing. It just comes to mind that what we have been discussing, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if a person does 8 things, then Allah Ta'ala equates him with those people who are doing 8 other virtuous actions, which if I have to start now, then we will be just continuing in that line. So let's get back to what I am saying here, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for whomsoever he has got in his muqaddar that type of shahadat, then that person will get that shahadat. But Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being rahmatul lil alameen, he did not desire that his ummat's shaheed should be restricted to a certain number. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam desired that the maximum amount of people should go into jannat, categorized as shaheeds. Now look at the ihsan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the ummat. That where do we have the strength, where do we have the courage, where do we have the potential and capacity to do those things which the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajmain did, and then get shahadat on the bargain as a bonus. So Nabi-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us so many different categories or so many different types of deaths which he categorized as shahadat. Recently there is an increase, a tremendous amount of increase. People are being shot, people are dying in accidents, people are drowning in the ocean, buildings are collapsing over people after earthquakes. There are so many different things that are happening around in the world. And there is no doubt in the fact that every person cannot be punished for his azab, for his sins. It is not an azab for everyone. Because if a 7-story building collapses, the roof comes down onto everyone that is living in that block. There could be some walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in that block. There could be some proper 5-time namazis who are restraining themselves from all sins and all haram in that block. When the earthquake takes place, thousands of people are gone. When flood waters come, thousands of people are gone. Now does it mean that the waters of the ocean or the waters of the rivers, they only take away those people who are sinful ones and all the rest of them are just left? If that was the case, then we would not have been believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our iman would not have been in ghaib. We would have said, now we are seeing with our eyes that whenever flood waters come, then only those who are sinful ones are taken away. Whenever earthquake strikes, it is only the sinful ones who are taken away. So then everybody will become pious and righteous. So Allah Ta'ala has got a system that many a times in this world, many floods, disasters, earthquakes, or building collapsing, and so many other things, good, pious, righteous people are also taken away. But those people are given a form of shahadat and the others are punished for their sins. It is an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on them. That only Allah Ta'ala knows for whom it is an azab and for whom it is a reward and for whom it is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. We cannot really categorize. We cannot really pinpoint and say that this person on him is azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For we do not know after that little shake-up, when the tremor starts, then the person gets a little bit of warning. And it is not necessary that immediately he believes that the building is going to come down and is going to die. How many people there have been that the moment they saw a little bit of tremor, when they experienced a little bit of tremor, or they got a shock over something else, immediately they said, "Oh Allah, my tawbah, accept my tawbah. I sincerely repent for all my sins. Ya Allah, do not punish me." How many times it has happened? A person told me that a person held a gun to his head. For 10 minutes the gun was on his head. He says, "Maulana, the tawbah that I made at that time, I don't think I made any time in my life." Now it was not necessary that this person would be killed or shot. He still survived after he gave the key to the safe. But the fact is that the tawbah that he made at that time. So we do not know that at the time of tremor or at the time of flood waters just coming, the person saw the waters coming. And straight away he started making such tawbah from his sins that Allah Ta'ala accepted his tawbah. So Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he desired that a large number of people should enter Jannat as shaheeds. So if we have to look at the books of hadiths of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then all these categories we find them as shaheeds. Now look at the ihsan of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Therefore I am saying, brothers, what are we going to get in sins? How long are we going to displease Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much of ihsan they have made on the ummah, How much of ihsan Rasul Pak Sasam has made on the ummah. What deep-hearted love he has for us. And is this the love that we have for him? That we attend concerts in Madina Sharif, musical concerts, for those who have not heard it, because there are some people who attend the majlis and some of them who come for Fridays. So those who haven't heard it, 30,000 people jam-packed a stadium in Madina Sharif on the coming of Prince Abdullah. And according to the newspapers, it was democracy returning to Saudi Arabia. With 30,000 people for the whole night, they danced away and they sang, and music blared full blast. And then the people that were living around there, even South Africans who were there at that time for Umrah, they were told that you must switch off your lights so that you can have a good view of the firework display. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So brothers, on the one hand, Rasul Pak is desirous that every ummati of his, somehow he should fall into the category of shaheed and get all the rewards of Jannat and rewards that Allah Ta'ala has for the shaheeds. And here we are desirous of hurting Rasul Pak more and more and more. Where are we going to stop? What is our condition when we are in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif? After our arrival, how many of us made sincere tawbah that if I was shaving before arrival in Madina Sharif, now I would not like to present myself before Rasul Pak Islam in a condition that will hurt him. Because even when the enemies of Islam were sent, it's a long story, but when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw those two people that were sent to arrest him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned his face away. Then he asked them that, who is it that ordered you to shave? He said, our master. Allah Ta'ala said, but my master, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ordered that I should lengthen my beard. So how many of us, what is our condition in Madina Sharif? What is our condition in Makkah Sharif? After that little namaz and taraweeh that we make, how many of them are making the taraweeh also with the television screen? Believe me what I am telling you. They are just sitting and watching the taraweeh taking place on the screen. If you say, how I know, then find out from those people who are at the reception. They will tell you that how many people never went for Taraweeh Salat. So this is our condition even there. And then after that little namaz in the bazaars and marketplaces, and then listening to the music in all the shops, and people are even crowded around those hi-fi demonstrations that are taking place where music is blaring full blast right in the gullies of Madina Sharif. So Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was desirous that each and every one of us enter Jannat. That was his desire. What love he had for us. Should we not also show that we too have love for Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Just lip service love, is it that sufficient? So Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave so many different categories. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if a person in the protection of his own wealth, now imagine, he is trying to protect and safeguard his wealth. We will say wealth is dunya. Wealth is not dunya. That wealth which diverts the person's attention from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is dunya. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person who is trying to protect his wealth, and in the protection of his wealth, he is killed or he is murdered, then he is shaheed. It's a category of shahadat. He will be given ghusl, he will be given kafan, everything. He won't be like that shaheed who died in the battlefield. But it is a category of shahadat. He will be given that same respect and honor by the angels that the shaheeds are given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that person who in the protection of the lives of his family or himself, he is killed, then he is a shaheed. Now imagine, the person is trying to protect his own life or is trying to protect the life of his family, and in the process the person is shot and killed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person is a shaheed. What a great honor and respect in the sight of the angels this person is getting. And don't ask those questions that, but some of them were not reading namaz and some of them had illicit relationship and somebody had this and somebody had that. That is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, that there are so many people Allah Ta'ala knows that this person, no matter what amount of life I give him, but he will not use that willpower that I have given him and progress in the spiritual world. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes give this person a form of shahadat in this manner, so that this person can get those same stages without even making any effort. But of course, that does not mean then that all of us now wait for that. We don't say that we must ask for it in that manner. But if it comes, then this is what it means, that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is their ihsan upon such people. A woman who is giving birth and in labor pain she has to die, she is categorized as a shahida. Imagine she is getting shahadat. And you will say that these things still are a little difficult for everybody to attain. But look at the other things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have mentioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if a person dies because he is traveling on a boat, and it was the first trip or second trip or whatever he was making, I'm just giving you an explanation. And we all know that people get seasick. Those who are not used to the waves of the ocean and the boats. I recall one of my friends, he said that I was encouraged to join him on a fishing trip. They said, Maulana, the only thing I did from the time I boarded that boat until we returned was nothing but spewing. So if a person had to die in the process, he's spewing and he died. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person is a shaheed. Now what more ihsan do we want? A person who drowns in the ocean, he does not know how to swim, and he drowned because the boat sank. So this person is a shaheed, al-ghariq shaheed. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam says something that is very simple for each and every one of us. That if a person is sick, and in that sickness the person recited La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimeen 40 times. And then if he has to die in that sickness, he is categorized as a shaheed. Now what is difficult in that? La ilaha illa anta subhanak. As soon as a person falls ill, straight away recite La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimeen 40 times. If he has to die in that state, in that sickness, he is categorized as a shaheed. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when people are far away from deen, when people are unconcerned about deen and sharia, when people are trampling upon the laws of the Quran and the sunnah, at that time if a person holds firmly to the sunnahs of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that state of life he has to die, he is given the category of a shaheed. These are those times when people make mockery of sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, the person is considered to be stupid, foolish, orthodox, ultra-orthodox if he has to practice on the sunnahs of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So at such a time, the person who holds fast to some sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he has to die in the process, then this person is a shaheed. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that that person who recite A'udhu billahi sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim 3 times in the mornings and 3 times in the evenings. A'udhu billahi sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim. And thereafter he recites the last ayats of Surah Hashar. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu alimul ghaybi wa shahada huwa ar-rahmanur rahim till the end, which is known by too many people. Then Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels who make dua maghfirat for this person from the morning. And should he die during the course of that day in which he recited this in the early part of the morning, this person will be categorized as a shaheed. And if he had to do the same thing in the evening and die, he will be categorized as a shaheed. Of course, shahadat also does not waive off one thing, and that is debts. If you are owing people monies, if amanat of somebody was given to be kept as trust, and if we betrayed that trust, then don't expect all the shahadats to wipe off that also. That is the only thing which is such a serious matter, that we should be so concerned if we have people's amanats in our possession, or if we have been appointed trustees over somebody's estate, or if we have masjid officials, secretaries, chairmen, treasurers, or madrasa officials, and funds and monies are coming into our possession, and when there is nobody that is watching except Allah. So the person has to be very careful and on guard. But this person is also categorized as a shaheed. Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this person is also a shaheed. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever reads Allahumma barik li fi mauti wa fi ma ba'd al maut 25 times in the day, if he has to die, then inshallah he too will be considered to be a category of shaheed. A person who is suffering from stomach problem, and if he has to die in that sickness, it just cannot cure. he is also categorized as a shaheed. How many categories? Over 40 have been mentioned in the hadith kitabs. Allama ibn Abidin in Ishami, he has mentioned all these categories. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has given so many different categories. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned one thing, that if a woman, for example, she exercises patience. There are many women who are exercising a lot of patience because their husbands are involved with some woman here, there and everywhere. It is a scourge of our society. People are not satisfied with the halal wife that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to them. Shaitan and nafs must take us towards haram. Yet some of them have got pretty wives in their homes, but still shaitan and nafs will take them to haram women. How many Muslims are caught with prostitutes? So brothers, these people who are passing away, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this woman, if she has to exercise patience, and because of that gham that she takes on her heart, that pain that she takes on her heart, that suffering that she takes on her heart, that her husband is not giving up this bad habit of his, then if she has to die in that state, she is a shaheed. And on the other side, if there is a young person and there is a strong temptation in his heart, there is some woman who is even inviting him to commit adultery or fornication, and there is nothing that is restricting this person, there is a great amount of love in this heart for that woman, the only thing that is restraining this person is that my Allah is watching. How can I be eating the food given by my Allah, drink the water provided by my Allah, use the homes which are built on that ground which belongs to my Allah, and use the cement and material which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has provided? From where does the wood come? From where does the sand come? From where does this, all the other things come? Iron, steel, platinum, uranium, how many things Allah Ta'ala gave. We make use of all those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and thereafter we do nothing in those homes except disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. We just don't feel satisfied until we disobey Allah Ta'ala. Until we don't commit some sins, until we don't make some haram, then until then we don't get peace of mind. Whereas there can never be peace of mind in haram. Because the moment the person commits any haram action, he is connected immediately with the fire of Jahannam. Just after that, after he has committed that haram, see the restlessness in the person's life. So this person, there is strong temptation. He's also got the deep-hearted love for that woman, or for that beardless youth, whatever it may be. After that, this person restrains himself. He says, I do not want to displease my Allah. If taking that pain on his heart, he has to get a heart attack and die, that person is categorized as a shaheed. So what do we want in this world? Filth, or do we want the ni'mats of Jannat? Look at the different categories of shahadat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sometimes because of our weakness or because of some other reasons, takes people away through flood waters, earthquakes, gale force winds, accidents, murders and killings. So these people, we should believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken them out of this world of fitnas and corruption and mischief and fasad, and we do not know what more is going to come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala took them out from here, gave them a category, or gave them the status of a shaheed, and endless rewards in Jannat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to give them. So if we believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the truthful servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is the truthful messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we also believe in this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given them this for whatever reason. So what I explained earlier on is that it is not necessary that if a building collapses and 1,000 people died, or if earthquake took place and 100,000 died, then each and everyone who died, it's an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on them. Yes, if the person is a disbeliever in Allah Ta'ala, the person was persistent in his sins and he was not interested in any kind of tawbah. Therefore, lots of people say that how can a person die with the kalima? Because we say that, oh Allah, before my dying, let there be the kalima on my lips, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now, if a person is just shot and it's gone, then where did he have the time to read the kalima? So look at the rahmat of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the rahmat of Islam and Deen and of Allah Ta'ala. That what it means is this, that the person had the kalima in his heart and his intention and desire was to die on nothing but Islam and Iman. So this person has died on the kalima. Where can we get that? So brothers, all I am expressing to you is that these people who are gone, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is giving them great rewards. But they are leaving lessons for us. They are leaving lessons for us. That how clean is our slate before we leave our home? What skeletons have we got in our cupboard before we leave our homes? I mentioned some time back, I'm not going to mention any name, and that person is not from Durban, not from Natal. And there are many things, accidents of this nature that have taken place, so we must not speculate. But this person passed away. His entire family was wiped out. In the car, all of them passed away. Husband, wife, and the few children that they had, all wiped out. Now this person who phoned me, he tells me, he says, Maulana, this person was a frequent visitor to the masjid. We used to see him regularly in the masjid. And he was also engaged in some kind of deen work. But now it was due to circumstances, we had to break open the lock and enter his door because there was no wife there, there was no husband there, there was no children left there. It says when we opened, we were shocked that we found porn movies in the cupboard. So brothers, before we leave our homes, ask ourselves one question. Will I have the opportunity to return and clean up all the skeletons? Will I have the opportunity to return and make my will? Will I have the opportunity to return and return the amanats which are in my possession? Or do I have a piece of paper on which everything is written? Have I made everything clear in my life? Who am I owing monies to? And what in the event of my death? Will I have the opportunity to make wasiyat? Will I have an opportunity to return this evening and have my supper? If the answer is no, that I don't know with certainty that it will be, then it's time to repent immediately. Don't delay this repentance. And those people who cannot give up sins, they just cannot do without adultery, fornication and all kinds of haram, then just give one thought that in this state, if suddenly I am taken away, then what would be my condition? How will I face my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah? What if he has to hold my garment and tell me that you are an embarrassment to me on this Qiyamah day? On front of the billions of ummatis, you will arise committing zina. You will arise committing fraud. You will arise stealing. You will arise gambling. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to make amal on whatever I preach. May He light up our hearts with such love for Him and for His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to restrain ourselves from all haram and do all those things that are pleasing to Him. Because then, at the end of the day, we are the recipients of the ni'mats. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين